Okay, let's do one on a gentleman by the name of Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, Pouncey, P-O-U-N-C-E-Y. 77-year-old gentleman presents with back pain, severe. This happened after he was using his tractor. Patient had a upon going to his PCP, was diagnosed with osteoblastic lesions on his X-ray, consistent with metastatic prostate cancer. His PSA was 6,000. Period. This happened on or before February of 2023. Subsequently, the patient was treated with ZYTIGA and prednisone along with Luprons in the on or about the end of March of 2023. Despite being on Lupron, his PSA jumped up again. Sometimes around July of this year, in September, he has noted to have significant progression of his disease on the PET scan. His cancer is not only in the bones, but in the lymph nodes and other organs. Subsequently, he doesn't qualify for Zytiga anymore, nor XOFIGO, period. Patient has also refused any further treatment. During this year, he's become his severe pain has become very weak. His BMI is 25. He's lost about 10 pounds. Most recently, he's anemic. His H&H is 9 and 29. His albumin dipped down to 3.5. Period. His anorexia is getting worse despite being on Megase, given his weight loss, his weakness, and his worsening symptoms and findings on the PET scan. It was decided per and his advanced age, it was decided by family and his primary care physician for patient to go on hospice, period. Given the advanced findings, his and his significant change in his cancer, despite treatment, it's the belief of this examiner that patient is very much hospice appropriate and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.